If anyone speak otherwise, he's not of God. So I've written these things concerning them that seduce you. What do they want to seduce you in? To not obey righteousness. They deny the Son. You know, again, they don't have to necessarily do that anymore. That's one thing they had done back then. And some people to this day still deny the Son. Oh, I don't deny the Son. Yeah, you do. They do in their doctrines. They have forms of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. These things are written concerning them that seduce you, but the anointing which you have. The anointing. What is that anointing again? It's the same as unction in verse 20. Same word. It's that smearing, that oil, that Spirit of God. If, you know, John is writing to people he knows and who he can say these things with confidence. I can't say that with confidence to everyone who might be hearing my voice. But I do say that by this we learn. It's like this is, that's why it's like, who taught you your doctrine, Paul? No man. Really? Well, didn't you have a church with a pastor? It's like, well, yeah, but really, he didn't really teach me, honestly. He just preached the gospel, and I believed it. The first time I heard the gospel preached in my adult life, the true gospel, I was 31 years old, and the only thing that really stuck with me was when he said that this is what righteousness is, and if you do not fulfill it, your sin remains. And I saw the way in which that reflected the entire, you know, 12 years I'd been trying to walk after God was perfectly reflected in that statement. Meaning I knew it because of all the unrighteousness in my life at that time. The drinking, the drugs, pornography, all those things that were really weighing me down, especially the drinking and drugs at that time. I heard that word. I went home. I had to examine the doctrine of the church to see if I agreed with it intellectually, which I did with most of it, except for that part about the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues. I returned to the church. I went home that night, studied up. The next day I called and I said, I want to come in and I want to get the Holy Ghost. Because I really feel like I need it because of all these things going on in my life. I haven't been able to obtain righteousness. My sins are all over me. And I need God to help me. And I think the one thing I'm lacking is the Holy Spirit. I lack it. I knew I lacked it. I had a lot of right doctrines. You know, I didn't believe in the rapture. I knew the Jesus comes in the seventh trump and no other time. And I had other things, you know, in agreement. The agreement was slight. You know, it was like I could agree with it. Well, I went and I got the Holy Ghost. And the preaching at the church was pretty much the preaching. But when I got the Holy Ghost, that week, I went home. I don't think I went back to that church for 2 weeks after that. Maybe even longer. But God delivered me. And not only that, he opened my mind. In the scriptures, I understood things. Immediately. Totally changed. No one came and instructed me. No one gave me some list of things pertaining to the gospel. Pertaining to the things I say. No one taught me how to speak. No one taught me what I should do. You know? The Spirit of God taught me. Yeah, other men had a role in building me up in the faith. And I don't want to take that away from them. But again, I had studied the Bible already for 12 years. And what happened is when I got the Holy Ghost, it was like a revelation. And just like, I don't want to compare myself to Paul, but in a similar fashion, the way he had been very zealous of the Jews' religion and well studied in it, I was zealous of my religion. And I was well studied in it. though I had a great lack of faith and I was had a lot of sin, I still I had a very broad kind of head knowledge in the Word of God. I taught it for 12 years to people. And the Spirit changed everything. I just instantly, my understanding was quickened. It was made alive, and it was turned to a certain point of view from basically just a few words. You know, and everything that I heard on that was confirmed. And you know what? And I scrutinize things, you know. It's one of the benefits to having me around. I kind of joke about that because I know a lot of people that don't, you know, a lot of ministers would, the last thing they want is a guy like me in their church. You know, watching and listening and knowing too much. Being able to ask all those hard questions. Or, you know, going off and writing things on their own. Or teaching on their own. You know, no, I don't have any authorization from any man to do this. My authorization comes from God. No one's put me up to this. God put me up to this. The Holy Spirit is what teaches me. Ultimately, if you're studying with me, you might wonder, well, Paul, why do you even teach us? Then we can just learn. Well, they had learned of the apostles, and then the Spirit taught them more. When the anointing abides in us, we don't need, he's saying, you don't need me to teach you. But still, he writes anyways. So you don't necessarily need me to teach you, but God, you know, God has ordained some things in the church. He wants us to teach, to speak the word, not just to be hearers of it, but to be, and not just to be talkers of it, but to also be doers of it, I know, but also talking it, speaking it, teaching it. And like I said, most of the reason I teach is for me, because I'm supposed to teach. Those of you who hear me, you know, you receive a blessing as well, of course, in sharing in what God has given me. And in a certain sense, as much as the Spirit of God is in me, it's not me that teaches you. Because I could talk to you all day. If the Spirit of God isn't operating, you can't learn anything. In fact, it's manifested. It's manifested in all the people who started out with Romans 1 and couldn't continue. Now, not because necessarily, let's say, a brother of time or whatever, though I'd like to see him make the time. But no, rather, I mean in the sense of, oh, I can't stand what he's saying. I can't teach him because the Spirit of God isn't teaching me.